Parshas Veschanan always falls out Shabbos Nachama. And of course, the question is, what's the relationship between Nachamu and Nachama and Parshas Veschanan? And there's many answers to this question because so many inyanim running through Parshas Veschanan. And of course, Tu B'Av is associated with this time of year. It's the seventh day after Tisha B'Av. And, you know, the Asad level of Tisha B'Av will be a Yantiv. And like the other Yomim Tovim have 7 days. The first day is a Yantiv, and the last day is a Yantiv, and there's a Cholamayim. So the Tzaddikim say the Tu B'Av will be the last day, the Yishal Pesach of Tisha B'Av. We have to try to understand the relationship and what type of Nechama Tu B'Av offers us. And of course, that which the Gemara says, at the end of time is, Lohayu Yomim Tovim LeYisrael K'yom HaKippurim Chamisha Asar B'Av. We have not had such great yontivs like Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Of course, this is a Tmiya Tuma. The Gemara already asks, what is Tu B'Av? Like Yom Kippur, we know. It's a Yom Slicha Mechila Kapara, and it's also the day of the Luchas Shniyos. What should we say about Tu B'Av? The Gemara gives many answers, but at the end of the day, it's very hard to accept these six things which the Gemara says equated to Yom Kippur, which is the highest day of the year. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, amongst the Dini of Elis is the halacha of not learning Torah. Why not? So Chazal say, Pikudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chidev. Yet, on the other hand, Chazal say that there is limud Torah which is allowed for an avil, for those who are mourning on Tisha B'Av, and that is the Dvarim HaRoim. We're allowed to learn Iyov, we're allowed to learn the Gemaras and Gittin, which describe Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and the Divrei Neviim, and the Halachas of Tisha B'Av, and Hilchos Aveilus. So, there is what to learn. So how do we explain Pikudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chilev? If Torah has a way of giving Simchas HaLev, and learning Torah, so then Maman of Shach. Either everything should be Matar, or everything should be Aser. What, is there no Simchas HaLev when a person learns Kamsa Bar Kamsa? Of course there is. So how do we explain that? Well, this takes us to the following question, which is, what is exactly the nature of the Iser of Liman HaTayr and Tisha B'Av? Is it, and this is what the Achronim want to understand, is it the Pshat that there's a Mitzvah Talmud Torah? It's just that it's a limited Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Or do we say no, that there is no mitzvah Talmud Torah at all on Tisha B'Av? That it was Nekar. A riot to support this idea, which seems somewhat radical to say that there is no Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. Why should that be? But there is a smach to that, and that's Tshuvas HaGa'inim. The Tshuvas HaGa'inim writes that included in the Dine Tisha B'Av is no Birchas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av. Not to say Birchas HaTorah. So, if you don't say Birchas HaTorah, that would seem like there's mamish no mitzvah Talmud Torah. Of course, we're not knowing that way. But how would we even try to understand this idea of no Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av? B'chari, there's a din v'gisabo yom ha'valayah, the Torah is the malam in azman. How could there ever be a time that there is no Talmud Torah? But perhaps the Hesber is as follows. That on the tzad that you write that there is no Birchas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av, that may suggest that there is no Talmud Torah. But yet, on the other hand, you can argue, no, maybe there is Talmud Torah. The reason why there's no Birchas HaTorah is because the Gemara says in Nedarim, why was there Chorban Beis HaMikdash? Mipnei shelo bercha b'Torah tchila. Of course, the Ran says, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, not that they didn't make Birchas HaTorah, it's just that Birchas HaTorah wasn't Lashma, that the Liman HaTorah was on Lashma. But Al-Kopanim, it could be. And we actually reference this Pasuk in the Haftarah on Tisha B'Av. Al-Ma Havda Aretz, Al-Sha Azim Es Tayrasi, that Mipnei Shelo Bercha B'Torah Tchila as a simon to that, so there's no Bercha HaTorah. But Zichar, there is still a Mitzvah Talmud Torah. But let's say on the Tzad there is no Talmud Torah. How could we explain such a thing? So perhaps the Pshat is as follows. When we speak about Tisha B'Av and the Churban, which takes place on Tisha B'Av, so what comes to mind, obviously, is Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, Churban Beis HaMikdash means much more than just the destruction of the house of Hashem. That's probably the most chitzonious way of explaining and understanding the relevance of Avilus, of Churban Tisha B'Av. the churban is multifaceted. It's on many levels. But churban Beis Hamikdash means tons of things. It means the galus hashchina. It means galus Yisrael. And it means also amongst that the sreifas hatayra and the churban hatayra. Yisrael v'yarei sekot yarihu. So when we speak about churban, the churban hashchina, the churban Yisrael, included in that, of course, is going to be the churban hatayra. That's what the pasuk says in Eicha, as the Gra explains. Malkeha v'sareha bagayim. When Klal Yisrael goes into galus, ein tayra. The Torah is obsolete. So Mamela, the reason why there's no mitzvah Talmud Torah, it's not just a din that the Rabbanan said no Talmud Torah, because Pikudei Hashem Misam Chilei, which we'll get to in a moment, it means to say that part of the Churban of Tisha B'Av is the Churban HaTorah. And we have kinas on that, Shali Srufa, and we'll get to a lashon there in a moment. But the Churban HaTorah would account for the fact that there is no mitzvahs Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. And the reason being, Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chilev. There's mitzvahs Talmud Torah, which is Shalor Lishma, and there's Talmud Torah Lishma. And of course, Mitoch Shalor Lishma, Bal Lishma. The Heter to learn Shalor Lishma, because it'll eventually be Lishma. And of course, the Tzadikim argue, what exactly is Shalor Lishma? What is Shalor Lishma? And it could be said, certainly Api Chassidus, that if a person learns Talmud Torah for the following two reasons, that would still be called Shalor Lishma. Aleph, because of the Yashrus HaTorah. I'm not talking about a person who's learning Torah because of Kavod, or because of whatever other inyanim that a person learns, that's, which is certainly Shalor Lishma. I'm saying, even in the ranks of a more sophisticated and higher Ben Ali understanding of Talmud Torah, one could still argue that that's still called Shalor Lishma. Without getting to it barichas, there's what's called Shalor Lishma and Bal Lishma on two levels. So when you come to a level of Lishma on the lower level, even that is called Shalor Lishma klapei the higher level. And that's exactly these two madrigas. One, because of the Yashrus HaTorah. The Torah is so sweet because, for many reasons, but one reason is the Torah has a Yashrus. V'alokim asa es adam yashar. Man was created yashar. We like straight, we like understanding. And part of the beauty of Torah and why it resonates so much with us, not just with us, but even Stam, anybody, is because the Torah has a Yashrus, and because we're Yashar, shteltzu to the Torah that way. That's called Pikudei Hashem Yishar. And there's also what's called Masam Chilev. Torah has a tremendous Mesikus and Imas to it. And perhaps on the lower level, that's what's called Lishma. But Chlapi, the higher level of Talmud Torah, which is L'Shem Dveikis, which is L'Shem HaKamas HaShechina, L'Asas Nachashuach, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, even the Simchas HaTorah itself is a Shalai Lishma, which should bring a person to higher levels of Lishma. So when Chazal say, therefore, Pikudei Hashem Misham Misam Chilev, that's why there's no Talmud Torah in Tisha B'Av. It means to say that the reason why there was Churban Beis HaMikdash, like Rabbeinu Yonah taught us, was because the Torah was learned Shalai Lishma. And what does Shalai Lishma mean? Pikudei Hashem Misham Misam Chilev. Of course, that's a Gevaldik Shevach to the Torah. There's nothing like the Torah in terms of its Yashrus and the Shavach, and David HaMelech is praising the Torah. But even that is supposed to bring to a person the higher levels of Lishma. And the higher level of Lishma is what's called Torah Hashem Tamima, Meshiva Snafesh, that is similar to the fact that a person is learning Torah Hashem. The Torah Hashem, which is called Tamima, is that if a person finds that he's doing tshuva, what's called Meshiva Snafesh, as Chazal say, the Ma'or Sheba Machsir Lamutav, that when a person comes in contact with the Or HaTorah, it's machsir lemutav, it causes them to do tshuva. And when Talmud Torah brings to a tshuva, that's the highest level of nachas ruach that a person gives to Kadosh Baruch. So the Torah was brought to a state of churban, to a state of ayin, because the Torah was not learned, lishma. And so therefore, amongst the churbans which took place on Tisha B'Av is also churban ha-Torah. Malkeha v'sarei ha-Bagoyim, ein Torah. Just like the Beis HaMikdash will have a revival, there will be a Tchias HaMeisim to the Beis HaMikdash, just like there will be a Tchias HaMeisim to Klal Yisrael. There's also a Tchias HaMeisim which will take place to the Torah as well. And that's what we find the lesson in the Gemara many times. Tchias HaMeisim min HaTorah minayim. Torah is also the source of Tchias HaMeisim. So if that's the case, it will certainly have a Tchias HaMeisim. It's what gives Tchias HaMeisim to so many things. So the Torah will be Neschadish. And this is the lesson of the Medrash. In Vayikra Rav Alam and Gimel, which is speaking about Shechita, actually, in the times of Lasalava, which we're not going to delve into because of lack of time. But the Medrash says as follows: Amar Rev Avin Bar Kahana, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitzei, a fresh Torah, a new Torah, will come from me. Shenemar, as it says, Chidush me'iti teitze. That's the pasuk in Yeshaya. Chidush me'iti teitze. U'mishpati lor ami margia. Now you're probably wondering, what does it mean, a new Torah? Does it not say in the Ani Mamin, that there will never be a new Torah? So if you're thinking like that, you're mechavin to the question of all the Mefarshim of the Medrash, and the Vilna Gaon, and the Talmid Baal Shem Tov, and the Leshem, and all the other tzaddikim who came in contact with this Medrash, where they explain, of course it does not mean there will be a new Torah. It will mean that there will be a new Gilui in Torah, Panim Chadashas HaGiyah L'Kan, but they won't even recognize the Torah, because of the new face that the Torah will have when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, the Amkus and the Soidus of Torah, which is of course Torah's Mashiach. There's a very beautiful Medrash Oyis Yisrael Rabbi Akiva, which says, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leishi B'Gan Eden V'Dorash Yisrael Torah. Hashem will sit in the Gan Eden and He will darshan secrets of Torah. V'chol Tzadikim Yashim L'Fonav. All Tzadikim will be sitting in front of Him. The entire Pamal Yishal Ma'al will be sitting to His right. And the sun and the moon and the stars and the mazalos will be sitting to Hashem's left. And He will be Dorish Lahem Tamei Torah HaKadosh. The Tamim of the new Torah. She'asid Litin L'Nai D'Mashiach Tzikinu. Which He will give us through Mashiach. V'achar HaDrasha. When Hashem is finished with that drasha, Yamay Zerubbabel ben Shealtiel Raglav, Zerubbabel ben Shealtiel, who was one of the tzaddikim mentioned in Tanakh in Sefer Ezer, who came to rebuild the Bayis Sheni, he will say Kaddish on that Yomer Yisgadl v'Yisgadish Mirabba, and his voice will be heard Misayfa Oyel Bat Sayfa across all the worlds. Everybody will answer Yehesh Mirabba. And even the Rishayim in Klai Yisrael and the Tzaddikim of the Umos HaOlam who are in the Gehenna will hear that Kaddish. They will answer Amin Yehish Mirabba, and in the Schus of Amin Yehish Mirabba, which they will say then, they will be Nitzel from the Gehenna. The Kava Yasha quotes this Medrash, and he blasts the Darshanim today that they use Yisoidus of Sheker to explain fancy Torahs, which are, you know, just for Kavod and just to say Torahs, but doesn't have any roots in Chazal. And he says, they will not be zaycha to hear that Torah. Al kopanim. What exactly the nature of this Torah Chadasha is, we see already that it's Torah's Mashiach. Torah mi pikut shebruchu, the Baal Shem Tov calls it. The Kedushas Levi speaks about this numerous times. On one occasion he says that it refers to the fact that Lasa Lavo, Torah, Halacha will not be according to the Beis Hillel, it will be according to the Beis Shammai. So when that happens, so there'll be a whole new face to Torah, says the Kedushas Levi. Or perhaps, says the Kedushas Levi, it means that right now we only learn the Oisiyas HaTorah, which is the black of the parchment. But what about the white itself? There's a lot of Torah in the white. So when that's Nisgal, that will be Torah Chadash. However, which way you want to understand it, Torah Chadash HaMe'iti Teitzei is the Lashon of Chazal, based on the Lashon of the Pasuk in Yeshaya, which is mentioned amongst the Nechamas. It says, Kinichem Hashem Tziyon, Yerchon Kochav Yisrael. And the very next Pasuk is this Lashon, Torah Chadash HaMe'iti Teitzei. Mishmat la'am emargiyah. So what this is telling us is that there will be a Torah Chadasha, but the klal is that in order for there to be a chiddush, what was before has to come to a state of ayin, and then when it comes to a state of ayin, then it becomes a yesh and it's nischadish. That's always the klal, like a seed which is put into the ground. That first it decomposes, and then after it decomposes, it is able to reconstruct and to rebirth and to become a tree. And this is alluded to in the Kinah Mem Aleph, which we say on Tisha B'Av, which is a very beautiful lashon. Sinai the Vusheich Besak. The Paitan says, Sinai, your clothes are sak, ash. Toiri demos adi yu kanachal. And Hashem, the Paitan calls out to Sinai and says, let your eyes run with tears like streams, like rivers. And let it come to where your two leaders are buried, Moshe and Aaron, and then it goes on to say, and I will ask, says the Paitan, Hayesh Torah Chadasha? Is there a new Torah? Now why should there be a new Torah? Because he says after that, Kain Nisef Uglilayach. This is how he types this. Because your scrolls were thrown into the fire, that's why there will be a new Torah. Because the pasuk says, "Malkeh v'sareh b'goyim ein Torah," Torah was reduced to the state of Ayin. But because it came to the state of Ayin, it will be Hayesh Torah Chadasha. There will be a Yesh of Torah, which is the Torah Chadasha, and we say that on Tisha B'Av. Because Torah came to a place of Chorban, but in the same way that the Beis Hamikdash and Klal Yisrael comes to that place called Ayin, even the Torah comes to Ayin, Ein Torah, because it will be a Yesh Torah Chadasha, as is alluded to in this Kenna. So with this we can explain what we had said before. Then we're being Makatzer. We started with Birchas HaTorah. There's no Birchas HaTorah, seemingly because Torah comes to a state of Ayin. It's a Churban HaTorah. But the fact that Torah reaches a state of Ayin is to show that there will be a rebirth of Torah. And this is the connection between Parshas Ve'eschanan and Shabbos Nachamu. Because a chilik of the Nachama is what? Yesh Torah Chadasha, there will be Torah Chadasha Mi'iti Teitze. And that's why we read in Parshas Ve'eschanan about Luchos Shnios. Because what is Luchos Shnios? That there was Luchos Rishonos, they broke. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's okay. There will be a Luchos Shnios, which is the demonstration, the Yesod and the Shoyrish of the fact that when Torah, the Luchos Rishonos came to a state of Ayin, because of the Chet HaEgel, Hashem Yisbarach said, don't worry. Yesh Torah Chadasha. There will be a Torah Chadasha, and that's a Luchos Shnios. And of course, Luchos Shnios takes place on Yom Kippur. So that's going back to our Gemara. Now that we understand the connection of Ve'eschan Nenachmo, because the chilek of the Nechamo is what? That there will be a Yesh Torah. And that's what the Gemara said. That there is an equation, Yom Kippur equals Tu B'Av. And then the Gemara says, well, I understand Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur is a Gevaldik day because of Sichem Chilek Gavar, and the fact that it's Ochol Luchos Shnios. That's our hint. That Luchos Shnios is at the yesod of what Tu B'Av is all about. It has not been Nisgali yet, so the Gemara has to give simanim that Tu B'Av will eventually be a very great day. And every year Yom Kippur is a Me'ein Torah Chadasha, like the Tzaddikim explain. But the real Hiskalos of that Torah Chadasha will take place as a chilik of the Nechama of the Churban. And that's what Tu B'Av is all about. So that's Ve'eschanan, Nachamu, Tu B'Av, Yom Kippur, how that comes together because of the theme of Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitzei, as the Navi explained. Like we had said before, this is what's called Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. There's Pikuli Hashem Mishoy Mesam Chilev, which is perhaps a level of Lishma, but Shaloi Lishma Klape, that Torah Hashem. That's what the Tzaddikim explained, the Bashem Tov and others, that is what's called Torah Moshe, and there's what's called Torah Hashem. Torah Hashem is a higher level of Torah, which will be the Torah Hashem, which will be Niskalami Pikut Shabucho, like we saw in that Medrash, Oisis Rabbi Akiva, that Hashem will darshan the Torah and be Megalo the Sidus HaTorah. The next Shlav of Gili Torah. When a person learns Torah Lishma and he comes in contact with that Or Haganas in Torah, that means that he has a Shaykhis to the Torah Hashem, of which the Baal Shem Tov said, Torah Hashem Tamima, that Torah Hashem is complete. Nobody has touched it. Throughout all the Doros of learning Torah, all the Ga'anim, throughout the generations, all the Torah which has been written and taught, says the Baal Shem Tov, Torah Hashem Tamima, it's complete. It's as if nobody has touched that Torah. And that's a Torah which is called Neshivas Nafesh. So B'derech Remez, the Lashon HaPasuk was, Torah Me'iti Teitze. A Torah will emerge from me, says Hashem Yisbarach. U'mishpatai l'or amim argia. So firstly, Torah Chadasha is Gematria Chamisha Asar V'Av. Because the day, that seventh day of Tisha B'Av, to show that the rebirth of Torah will be as a chelik of the Nechama, that will be a yontiv. Just like Shavuos is a yontiv, and just like Yom Kippur is a yontiv, because it's a Torah Chadasha, and that's what to celebrate. So again, Chamisha Asar V'Av is Gematria Torah Chadasha. But like we had said before, this is what's called Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. Which is why Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh is Gematria, that Lashon of the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Ki Torah Me'iti Teitzei, and once we're on the topic, one last point. You know, the Sitra Achra loves Soides HaTorah. And they take Soides HaTorah and they misconstrue it and they corrupt it. And in doing so, they try to lead Klal Yisrael and the world astray using Seidah Satar. And one of these Seidah Satar, which we've demonstrated just now, is this side, which is called Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitzeh, which has to be understood in accordance with all the Ani Mamins, the way that our Tzaddikim have taught us to explain it and to understand it. But of course, the Sitra Achra will use that in order to be Megala Der Shkarim. And that's exactly what the Christians do. The fact that they say with their lies that there's what's called an Old Torah, an Old Testament, and then there's a New Testament, of course, that has no basis in Torah, and that's complete sheker. But that goes along with their theme of that Yashka was the Mashiach, and he also has a Torah. But that has to have a root somewhere in the Kedusha. That has to have a root somewhere in the side. And this is exactly that. There's a side which is called Torah Chadash Meditetzeh, but we have to know not to be Megashim that and how to explain it according to all the Yud Gimel Irkim and according to the teachings of the Tzaddikim Kadmai. And it's just a chashav inyan to know that everything is Torah and has roots in Torah and Pnimis. But as long as we follow the guidelines of the Tzaddikim, we can understand it in its pure form, as opposed to the Shkarim. And Hashem Yisbarach should always allow us to see the Emes and the Tmimis in Torah, and of course to be able to be Zeichet to the Neifes Tzubim of that Torah, Shalosh HaMashiach B'Emes, with HaMashiach Tzikeinu.